back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back. Of course, it's a Monday morning, meaning Rick Windham's joining us in the studio. And right now we have Lonnie Parsons joining us once again here on KODY. Of course, Mr. Parsons, one of the gentlemen running to represent the city of North Platte as its next mayor. Good morning, Lonnie. Good to see you again.
Good to see you guys.
It's more important to have him in the studio than me.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm getting used to this, though. I think I should start my own talk show. You know, I think it'd be kind of fun.
It is fun.
Now, Lonnie, you did mention off air a moment ago that you're going to temporarily suspend some of your town halls due to everything with the COVID-19.
Correct. I just think it's important that we kind of follow guidelines and wait a few. I think we're probably going to put a suspend for like 30 days and see where that goes, and then we'll reestablish. We have enough time.
Sure.
So, and then we'll hit it with both feet and keep moving.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing that I know has been very big in your campaign so far is transparency. So if folks are just joining us here on KODY, and maybe they've not heard a lot about you or your campaign, why transparency, and why has that been so important to you in your campaign? And how do you plan to continue with that transparency if elected as the next mayor?
I think that a lot of problems that we have in our community with the negativity or with a lot of aspects of how people look at the city is because they really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that we could be a lot more open about projects, budgets, golf courses, what we spend our money on, where we put our money at, so people know what's going on. I think that when I become mayor, it's something that's very easy to accomplish. We have a spreadsheet or a PDF form out every month that tells about every department. It tells about the income and expenses of each department, even down to the library on checking out books, how many were checked out, how many people used the computers that month. Mm-hmm. I think it's just important that people know how much things are used. The rec center also, you know. I think that if people really did see the money ins, money outs, that it would help us as a community maybe to build a little bit of trust and be a little bit more aggressive.
And I know that's been pretty important. You've talked about this PDF, too, that would be available to the public so they could see everything. And like you mentioned, down to how many books are checked out at the library, how many people use the library for Internet access. And there's been conversation locally, too, that I've heard a little bit of buzz in the community. And I know you've heard a little bit of buzz, too, about people saying, well, the library doesn't make money. We need to close it down. And I know that's one thing that you're against because in your research that you've done, a lot of our low-income families use the library for access to things like Internet that they may not be able to afford otherwise.
Yeah, you know, I took a little trip around the... I've never been into the basement of the library, so that was kind of crazy.
Down into the basement, right?
Right? So I was like, wow, okay. You know, I think the looking at it, that they're moving to the 21st century. You know, I'm thinking with their little new room... They call it's some kind of a. They have 3D printers in there. They have laser printers that, you know, if a person could take his lower in, not a gun that's probably a lower, and have it engraved, you know, or anything, you know, it was kind of cool. They have a embroidery machines. They have vinyl printing. I mean, and they're teaching people how to use this stuff, which I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought I'm going to go in and see a million books and.
Old
you
books,
know,
yeah,
right,
in the
books,
basement. Yeah,
right,
old
the old books. But this little creative thing that they've set up is pretty cool. You know, I didn't know that there was like 300 to 350 people a day that visited the library.
Oh, wow.
I thought that was kind of impressive. 424,000 items were either checked in or checked out of the library. That's a lot. And this is in a year.
Wow, that's more than I would have figured.
14,254 people used the Technology Learning Center, which I thought, and 4,000 children visited Storytime and through their school programs. So
I've been in there when they've had that
right.
Storytime, and that's the kids are
it's
having
cool.
a ball.
It's
yeah.
cool. Yeah.
Kids are having a blast with it.
So, you know, when they made the Creation Station, you know, and it was paid 100% by donations. Mm-hmm. So that's also a plus
yep.
to us as a But, you know, I just don't think you guys, a person should be closing the library. It almost feels like we're going to burn the books, right? Mm-hmm. So,
no.
I mean, that's a necessity to always have. There's things that go back to history if you went in there to find back to Buffalo Bill days. It's just something that we need.
It's amazing the questions that they get in a day. I mean, it may not be directly like, do you have this book on the shelf right now? They get some really off-the-wall questions like, you know, they call them to ask them where the post office is. Yeah, I'm talking with some of the people at the library. They get a multitude of questions. They're kind of like a clearinghouse for information.
Yeah, well, they probably have it. If it's needs to be known, it's probably in that library.
That's true. And you've mentioned, Lonnie, the community and any community needs some things to enhance the quality of life, something like a library.
Correct. That's true. You know, a lot of people can't afford the internet or a computer, and that's she believes that these 14,000 people are part of that. You know, they need to get their homework done. They need to research. And she says they have it, and the people get to use it for free. So why not use it?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a great thing now.
Absolutely. Here's where your spreadsheet comes back into play. You take this, and you've got it in your spreadsheet, and you're looking at all these numbers, and How many people came through the library last year?
I don't know how many came through, but there's 350 a day, so a lot.
Okay. We get that many people in the rec center?
I don't know. That'll be my
that's,
next
that's
year,
where
next
I was,
week.
That's where I would start year. Looking at numbers going, who is using what the most, and what are we getting the most efficient use out of?
Correct. You know, I think that the rec center is just lacking some things that people would come and use more. I think our rec center, because I own a fun center, I think that the rec center should have more climbing walls, attractions for kids to come and do, because it is something that we could build on a little bit.
Right.
You know, I moved here in 88 to be a firefighter, and I really don't see much change besides the floor got redone. But other than that, you know, there's not a lot of change that's happened there. And we know, owning businesses, we have to remodel every so many years just to make sure the people want the attractions to come back. So I don't know. That's my thought on the rec center.
And that kind of ties in with another question I was going to bring up to you this morning, Lonnie, is parks and recreation here in the community. There's been a push as well for some of our parks to maybe receive new equipment or facelifts or upgrades along those lines. What are your thoughts on that, and what would you do if elected mayor?
Well, I have to tell you that the parks is probably a little bit down on my list. I mean, I want to build them and keep them maintained.
A priority, but not a top priority.
Not a top, because we have a lot of big priorities that have to be done.
Well, sure.
And even in 4 years, I hope to accomplish at least 80% of my big priorities, because it's when you only meet two times a month, there's a lot of things that you have to talk about in them times to make things happen. I think that I really believe we have a great parks the way they are. You know, we try to add splash pads. I think we could do another splash park up by the baseball fields. Would be a huge plus, you know, because we have one down at Memorial down here on East 4th, and I think one up there would be a plus. I think that in the long run, it would be great if we ever did a rec center, that we built one with the indoor-outdoor kind of facilities. So during the summertime, the kids, we'd have like a Oasis Park, like Grand Island, you know, but that's only a seasonal deal,
sure.
You know, so it'd be nice to tie that in with the pool system. I just think there's a lot of things that we can do. I think that Lyle tries hard to add, like, different functions, you know, they got, like, golf, frisbee golf and stuff, you know. It'd be interesting to see what people would like to see in the parks. I know from being a developer that to put a park in, and the playground equipment is atrociously
astronomical.
It is.
Yeah.
And why is that? I mean, because all of a sudden we went from metal to now we have to wrap it in rubber. You know, it's like
and then below that, what amazed me when I was on a school board and working with that, and we're looking at, you have ADA approved gravel that you have to have,
right,
or rubber pad.
Mm-hmm.
So the cost just goes. And you look at that and you think, oh, yeah, a few thousand dollars, we can build that. Holy smokes.
Holy smokes.
And the
right.
Tens of thousands.
Oh, yeah. Even hundreds of thousands if you did it right.
Did a bigger one, yeah.
Right. It's crazy how much you could spend in a park. So I think to maintain what we have now and keep building maybe an attraction every year would be a plus, you
sure.
know. But what attraction, you know. I think that the Cody Park with the concessions and with the rides, great deal for kids to do. A lot of kids go visit it. Don't know if we have to be the cheapest concession stand in town, though, right? It is a revenue-generating thing for our city, so we could maybe help assist that up a little bit more to help with more park features in the future.
Mm-hmm. Now, Lonnie Parsons joining us this morning here on Mugs in the Morning. Lonnie, one of the candidates for the city of North Platte to represent the wonderful city as its next mayor. And Lonnie, if elected as mayor of North Platte, how do you plan to work with organizations like the Chamber Development Corporation for different projects here throughout the community?
That's going to be one of my highest, because I think that they fall into my housing, what I want to do for housing in North Platte.
Okay.
I think that Lincoln County is my hope would be that I'd be able to set up a task force with the chamber in it, with the hospital, with a representative from the railroad, if we can possibly do that, with the Community Redevelopment Authority, the housing, just to get and. I want to be proactive, though. I don't want to just say, I have this task force. Not saying that that's what's going on now at all, but my task force is we are going to show people every month what we propose to do and where we are on what we're going to do. You know, again, a transparency issue. But I think meetings with them to see how we can assist them. They've been to school, California, wherever. They try to bring companies here. So how we can assist them is my goal, how we can assist them to bring people here. As I said before, I don't think we should go for the 500 employer. We should be the 25, 50. If we had 25 of those, we'd be further ahead. We don't have all of our eggs in one basket that way. So hopefully we could maybe even drive people in our community that want to open up something, or they want to they have manufacturing ideas. How can we assist them to become a business owner in our community? I mean, there's just so many things that I think we can build on as a community that would not cost us anything up front to research that.
Now, Lonnie, we do have to wrap up again here, but we do look forward to seeing you next week here on KODY. And in the meantime, unfortunately, some of the town halls have been postponed. But the communication, the interaction can still continue. You've been very active on social media, specifically on the Facebook platform.
Yes, if you can go to...
is it Parsons for Mayor?
It is, I think. Parsons for Mayor @.com or on my Facebook page. Actually, I've got... quite a few likes in the last week. I think we hit 300 last Tuesday, and we're going to hit 400 here shortly. So the likes are coming in, and I'd appreciate more likes, and you guys can find out more about my platform and what I believe in, and hopefully gain your support.
Absolutely, and that communication can continue on there as well. The coronavirus is not spreading through social media yet, thankfully, so that communication between you and the possible constituents in the Lincoln County and North Platte voters can continue there. So if they have questions particularly or comments or concerns that they want to bring up with you as a candidate, they can probably do so on those platforms as well.
Correct, and I encourage that. That's how I would learn from their questions of what concerns I need to deal with in my mayoral candidacy.
Lonnie, we appreciate the time. We'll see you out on the campaign trail and see you again next Monday.
All righty. Talk to you guys later.
More coming up on KODY after an update with Rush Limbaugh.